Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we talk about higher education. When many of us think about the traditional college student, we may picture a recent high school graduate moving into a dormitory and spending the next 4 years focused primarily on earning a degree. The reality in 2026 is much different. Today's college students include working adults, parents, career changers, and people trying to gain new skills while balancing jobs, families, and other responsibilities. At the same time, artificial intelligence and other rapidly changing technologies are creating new questions about what skills people will need to remain competitive in the workforce. Joining me today to discuss the changing face of higher education is Dr. Antoinette Tony Farmer Thompson, president of Strayer University. Dr. Farmer Thompson has more than 16 years' experience in higher education, and her work has focused on innovation in education, economic mobility, analytics, and institutional effectiveness. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tony.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And just to get started, when we talk about the modern college student here in 2026, who are we actually talking about and how different is that student from the traditional image that many people still have of someone pursuing a college degree?
Absolutely. These are working adults, folks with busy lives. They have children. They're taking care of parents. And as you mentioned, they're career changers. They're also lifelong learners. It is super important to understand that we are in a day and age where we must consistently and constantly upskill and reskill ourselves. And these modern students are saying, hey, I need practical skills and I need clear pathways into fast-changing, high-demand industries. And I need education to fit my life. No longer like when I went to school 19 years old and you're spending time on the college campus. This is a very different time and student.
So, Tony, thinking about that, balancing careers, children, financial responsibilities, and the other demands while trying to continue education, what do colleges and universities need to understand about serving those students effectively?
We must understand that, number one, students are worried about being left behind. There was this report, Mark, I was looking at the other day, Manpower Group 2026 Global Talent Barometer Report. I know, it's a mouthful, but here's what it said. 45% of global workers are already regularly using AI at work. And it's an increase from 13% in 2025. So we need to understand in real time that AI fluency is not a luxury credential. It is the new literacy, and there will be a tremendous gap between those who have it and those who do not. And it will create this defining economic inequality factor over the next decade. And so that's why it's important that higher education prepare students. Number one, making sure that they implement AI workforce-based applications in all academic pathways. And number two, you want to start with AI fluency from the very beginning of the program. So Mark, you are new to school and you're taking a science course and you're learning about how AI can be used to drive data analysis by using real-world case studies. And then you continue your journey and you make it to applied AI. This is the concentration level. So you're in an IT or business or healthcare management or even an MBA program. This is focused on workforce integrated projects where we apply AI tools to real employer challenges. And then you're getting really good at this thing. And say you go on to AI mastery. We have been able to launch, we've been blessed to launch one of the first of its kind working adult masters in agentic AI. And what exactly is that? That's just helping students, training students to be architects, to manage and to govern AI systems. And so this takes students from worrying about being left behind to really being empowered and building their economic mobility throughout their educational process and journey.
Tony, as you know, a history book from 1995 is not the same as a history book in 2026. And there are certain things when it comes to education that it seems like it's easy to go ahead and grab the technology by the horns and go with it. And then there's certain things that it seems like there's a reluctance to do the same. Why do you think, because I am seeing this, why do you think that there's maybe some reluctance with this newfound territory as opposed to other territories that we've embraced in the past?
I think it's just part of the evolution of education and understanding that we must be more connected to the existing workforce, but also helping design a workforce of the future. And it begins with the question of, is AI in education really needed? And I will say to you, it is absolutely critical. It is the defining challenge facing our generation today. It's not whether or not AI will transform work, because it already has. The question is, will we be able to make sure that every student, especially every working adult who cannot afford to be left behind, whether or not we can get them the fluency, the tools, and the credentials they need to transform themselves and then their organizations. I mean, we must get people to reposition themselves and understand that they must become practitioners. And Strayer has done a great job doing that, building AI fluency from the very beginning of the journey. Throughout the journey, we have redesigned our portfolio of programs. We have a proven track record. And more importantly, you must stay connected to employer partners. And we have 500 employer partners. And that's how we know exactly what skilled employers are needing. And that is the whole purpose of higher education.
Right now, folks, we're visiting with Dr. Antoinette Tony Farmer Thompson, president of Strayer University. And we're talking about the changing face of higher education and what colleges and universities must do to better serve today's students. When we return, we're going to focus on one of the biggest changes affecting both education and the workplace today, artificial intelligence, also known as AI. And we'll also have some practical advice for working adults who may be considering going back to school. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. It's my privilege today to have Dr. Antoinette Tony Farmer Thompson, president of Strayer University. Welcome back to the show, Tony.
Thank you so much, Mark.
We've been discussing how the modern college student has changed and why higher education must continue evolving to meet the needs of working adults, career changers, and others looking for practical skills and opportunities. So many students and working adults are concerned about being left behind, as you talked about in the last segment, when it comes to AI and changes in the workplace. How legitimate is that concern, and what should people be doing right now to prepare themselves?
They should be looking for institutions that have a proven track record. They should say, you know what, I'm going to go back and I may do what's called spark learning. So taking something that's a certificate or what we call short form courses all the way through a master's. But let me find an institution that has a proven track record, one that has their pulse on the skills of what's needed for today's workforce, but also tomorrow's workforce. I'll just give you an example. A lot of our students come to us, Mark, because they've realized Strayer's been around for 134 years. And you know what? Where we started back then is where we are today. And that is connecting education to career. And then they must find an institution that doesn't just talk about being tech forward, but demonstrates that they're tech forward and that they're creative in being tech forward. I'll give you another example and a shout out to the Strayer student team that won the Division II National Security Agency's Codebreaker Challenge. You want to talk about real-time learning application of AI? It was during that event, and it went over weeks, I believe, maybe like 8, 9, 10 weeks. And we beat out a number of higher education institutions. Hundreds of institutions participated. Another example of being tech forward is launching programs that maybe are a bit different. We have a master's in fine arts now out of our Atlanta campus, and it's led by a Grammy Award-winning producer. And then finally, we have what's called Media Design School at Strayer. This is a creative tech vertical. It's out of Auckland, New Zealand, but they are teaching animation and visual effects and masters of design in a laboratory type environment. And then finally, again, I cannot stress enough, I want our working adult students to find institutions that have employer partners. We have 500 of them, because that is the only way to be able to demonstrate that we're seeking out and understanding the exact skills that employers are demanding. And so that's an important thing for working adults to do.
And Tony, I want to make sure that we get this into the conversation, because cost is obviously a major consideration. But beyond tuition, what questions should prospective students ask about flexibility, student support, career preparation, and the actual value of the education they're going to receive?
Very good. Number one, you need flexibility. You need education that fits your life, and you need affordability. So you want to be able to make sure that these programs are online. Certainly, we have 27 campuses, 26 throughout the United States and one in Auckland, New Zealand. So our programs have been online for a long time, but we also have the flexibility of having students come into campus to receive that additional support, those wraparound services. So that's super important. You want an institution that has integrated career throughout the journey. We have what's called micro-credentials. So say you're taking an accounting course. Yes, it has AI in it. You have micro-credentials to where after the first year, you're able to apply for a different job than what you have today. And then finally, premium skills. Is your institution promoting and providing opportunities to learn premium skills, like project management in healthcare, different things that make you more employable and that improve your economic mobility throughout your journey? Project management, but also AI fluency, all the way AI mastery.
Tony, as we close out, where can our listeners go to learn more about Strayer University and the work that you're doing?
I hope that they visit strayer.edu, www.strayer.edu.
Tony, thank you so much for sharing your insight on this particular subject, and thank you for your work at Strayer University.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Joining us today has been Dr. Antoinette Tony Farmer Thompson. She is the president of Strayer University, and we appreciate her joining us to discuss the changing face of higher education, the impact of AI, and what working adults should consider when exploring opportunities to continue their education. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.